Welcome to the Casual Fridays REI podcast, where you'll learn about the wildly profitable niche of land investing. Active land investors Adam Southey and Justin Sliva are here to share their experiences with you so that you can learn how to build massive cash flow and huge profits from this highly lucrative niche. So without further ado, here are your hosts, Adam Southey and Justin Sliva.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Adam Southey, here with my co-host, Justin Sliva, and this is the Casual Fridays REI podcast. Today, we're going to talk about keeping it simple in your land business. Before we do that, though, I want to take a second and talk about the Casual Fridays REI consulting program. Guys, we're really excited to be offering this. Basically, we're here to help. It doesn't matter if you're brand new to this and you just want some help picking and pricing a county, or you've been at it for a while and you're looking for some help on ways to expand. All you got to do is go to our website at www.casualfridaysrei.com, click on the consulting tab, walk through the sign up, and then we'll be in touch to help you get started.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. What's going on?
If you're listening to this, I'm in Canada right now.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing how you're able to bear hunt and call in and do the show.
It's called technology. It is the 21st century, you know, Adam.
Okay. All right. Got a good point there.
So keeping it simple, man, you're striking a chord with me on this one.
Well, this was your idea, so I hope it strikes a chord.
You didn't have to put me out there. Like, I wanted you to feel like you had a piece in it, and I had a piece in our pre-planning meetings, and it just comes out, and we have this amazing show.
Still works out to be amazing, I hope.
Maybe.
All right.
Maybe.
Well, tell me about this chord I struck.
Okay. So one of the most common things I hear is, how hard is it really to do this land investing thing? And it's not. But we tend to, as humans, I don't want to call us entrepreneurs, but want to do everything so slick and so fast and want to brag about it at the cocktail parties or the meetups or wherever you're at, we forget the core basic things that we need to do in land investing. And this is Monday. So you got all this Monday motivation crap going on anywhere in social media. But realistically, in the land investing niche, all you have to do is buy land for less than it's worth and sell it for more, right? Yeah,
well, that's definitely the goal.
It's simple. Mm-hmm. There's no like hidden tricks, formulas, anything like that. You just buy it for less and sell it for more. And you're like, okay, Justin, that's not what we're really going to talk about for a whole show, is it?
No. I get it. I do. When you're saying that, I was thinking that's absolutely 100% true. It is so easy with good sales copy and Facebook shiny stuff to make it complicated, right?
Yep.
I need the newest CRM, but I also need a sales pipeline, and I need
seven VAs working for me that are all doing something that needs to be done that I could do myself. Mm. So if you had nothing and you had to just make this thing work, you had to bootstrap it, you had to grind, you had to hustle, hashtag whatever word you want to put in there, whatever that is, you know, do that and think about what you would have to do if you had nothing else. Like you were hungry. Mm-hmm. So what would you do? Well, we need to be able to find deals, right? Mm-hmm. So what does that look like? We choose direct mail, blind offer. So we need a list for that. We need a way to get the list out. Now, we use offers to owners a lot because we find that best for our time. It's cheaper than what we've seen in the other products out there. But if we had to, could we print up a letter, fold it in an envelope, slap a stamp on it, send it out?
I mean, we absolutely could. I think we've discussed the cost benefit of like not doing.
I'm with you, but if you all you could get was a list of 200 people, mm-hmm. and you just made a try at it, what would mm-hmm. you do? We get a list of data of owners, whether that's RealQuest, DataTree, Black Knight. If you're a realtor farming the MLS,
or if you get a good enough county with a good website, you can always get it off their website.
You can get it off the website. Yeah, you're right. You're spot on. So find the potential sellers. Mm-hmm. Get them your offer. Mm-hmm. They call you back. However they get back a hold of you, whether it's your voicemail, your cell phone, Pat Live, whatever that is, you need to be able to find the property. Mm-hmm. Parcel Fact is great. We love it, both of us. It's like the first thing we look at because mm-hmm. it gives us a lot of information really fast. But you have other options.
Yeah.
Now you know where the property is. Then you decide how you want to close it. If you'd agree on the price that y'all both agreed on a price, you're ready to buy it, then you got to get it marketed.
Sounds pretty easy.
I agree. Now you got the property, you own it, you list it everywhere. What does everywhere mean?
It means be everywhere.
Be everywhere.
Yeah.
Don't come with some crap like, well, I put it on Facebook, I put it on Craigslist in one market, and I haven't heard anything in 96 hours. I haven't heard anything in a week. No, you don't. Sometimes you don't. Mm-hmm. What's your average hold time, do you think?
Mine's probably around 30 days.
Yours is 30. Mine's 60 to 90 is what I planned. Mm-hmm. And that market we're in, which just a little bit, takes a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. I have one property right now that we just sent the PSA out on today. We've had it for 70 days on the market. It has it's generated over 150 leads off just the lands dashboard. That's not counting the buy-sell groups we were in, the Craigslist ads we were in. And we settled on it. It's going to be like a 40%, 35, 40% return on investment. But that's, we're making money. Mm-hmm. So when we say be everywhere, really be everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that means Facebook and Craigslist and Lance websites and your websites and email list. And you're not just doing that one time. You're
get it to people like you're hungry.
Yeah, yeah. Like look for groups that may be interested in your land and get in touch with them.
Yeah. Yeah. What was that story? I think it was Eric Thomas was talking about it in a, you know who he is?
Yeah.
The hip hop preacher. Mm-hmm. He was talking about, you know, if we went to the third world country and recruited some people and said, hey, all you got to come do is sell this solar, these solar panels, knock on all these doors, sell these solar panels, and you're going to be rich. You know, I mean, they're going to be knocking on every door they can. They're going to hustle because they're hungry. Mm-hmm. They're not lazy. They don't expect, they don't feel entitled. They work their butt off to get it done. You have to do that at the beginning. Mm-hmm. There's no way around it. Mm-hmm. If you want to dabble in it, dabble in it. But don't be mad when you don't get results.
What? Like you seem like you've got a little agitated behind this. Is something going on?
No, no. I mean, I take this on myself. Like a lot of these things come from things that I need to tell myself sometimes. Like I was posting an ad today. And I'm like, I'm looking at the numbers of on all my statistics of what's driven ads, traffic. And I'm like, shoot. I could have done this ad with this one, and I didn't do that. Why didn't I do it? I could have put 20 behind it, 50 miles from this property, geo-marketed this biggest market. So today we listed a new property in Utah. And I, on your cell phone, it only allows you to geo-target one city within 50 miles of it, or drop a pin and drop 50 miles. Well, on the computer, I never tried it on the computer because I always work off my cell phone. And I was able to do a couple different markets that are really close and then hit like 800,000 people around it. I'm like, what have I been thinking this whole time?
Wait, just to clear that up, you're talking about like paid marketing on Facebook.
Yeah,
or
so like well, what I'll do is to help drive traffic to our website is I'll take a link, drop it on Facebook. That's like, so landmule.com, my website, will go to Landmule Facebook. I boost that post, and then the demographic that I use, normally I do it either my lands, a link to the lands account, Land of America ad, or my website, but I'll drop it someplace. And usually I do kind of, oh, I'll do California as a whole. Well, I started targeting markets that in the ad, if I say, oh, Salt Lake City is only 2 hours away from this property, well, why aren't I posting it in Salt Lake City?
That's
so so the attitude you feel is a little bit about me being mad at me, Adam.
Yeah, that one definitely seems like a
You're like, it's an aha moment, and you're like, shit, why haven't I been doing this? I know I'm not supposed to cuss, but we've got a bunch of adults here.
That's not them that I'm worried about. It's the G rating that we have.
Do they have like some like virtual thing that listens and scrubs?
Who knows? I don't really know. I think we're okay because you've thinned out.
My cussing? Yeah. I've been good. It's only taken 70 episodes.
71?
Two.
It's two? This is two, 72.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah. Only taken 72 episodes. So, I mean, I think that's what's the most important thing is, hey, don't get hung up on the crazy shiny object. And we've talked about this. And a lot of this stuff is, you've heard bits and pieces of this over the last 71 shows. You've heard this all before. Put it all together and take it to heart.
Mm-hmm. See, I almost had something a little different in mind when you were saying keep it simple. Like in my head, it came back to me as like, you don't need to be spending money on this crazy technology when, you know, like for example, say a CRM or mm-hmm. a sales pipeline type of thing.
Okay.
Know, why would you spend $200, $300 a month on something like that? When you got an Excel sheet, that'll work just fine.
Yeah.
Or
I still run my businesses off an Excel sheet.
I do too. Or if you've got, if you're low on funds and mm-hmm. you've got offers out, well, or you're about to put offers out, then don't waste the money on a answering service. Mm-hmm. Right? Just put your phone number on there. Go get a Google number. It's free. And then if you don't want to answer them, well, then set up a voicemail.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's pretty simple.
Yep.
And you're saving yourself money. You're bootstrapping it.
I mean,
that's at least that's what I was thinking when you said keep it simple. I mean, there's. No. You don't have to make it so complicated with expensive tools and expensive VAs and expensive ways to do everything when all you need to do is just, like you said, buy low, sell high.
Yep. I wanted to go there. I guess I didn't get that far into it because I could feel myself getting off of my typical cord, agitated, heated. Mm. I'm trying to work on that. Mm. And I don't know that it's gotten me any good.
just take a meditation.
Yeah. Yeah. Try meditating with 6-year-old twins and an 11-month-old that likes to bang on your door and wrestle.
Yeah. Yeah. I get it. They say, get up an hour early and use the Headspace app.
That's a thing?
Yeah. That's a thing.
Headspace app.
Headspace is a
meditation?
Headspace is a meditation app.
Okay.
Yeah.
What does it do?
Helps you meditate. It guides you through meditation.
Okay. Maybe I'm going to download my Headspace app, and while I'm in Canada, I'll be working on my meditating.
Yeah. I don't really feel like getting up an hour early before anyone. I mean, I'm an early riser as is, and I surely don't want to get up any more early, but...
Yeah. See, Jessica gets up early, and she goes and runs. So we get up. She wakes up to feed the baby between 4:45 and 5:30, depending on what he wakes up, and then she goes and runs. And usually, I'm up for about 45 minutes at a time, and then I slide over to her spot, and I take her pillow, because it's always colder, and it smells like her, I guess. It's kind of weird. She thinks that's weird, but I fall back and I get into like the deep REM sleep and I have the weirdest dreams and they're so crazy and cool. But I could tell you a crazy dream I had last night, but I'm not going to.
Yeah.
Me and you, I'm going to tell you anyways.
No, we just...
Me and you were like hanging out in this treehouse. Apparently it wasn't our treehouse and we fixed it up on somebody's property. And then this old man attacked us and then police officers came and I had a gun in my pocket and it fell out and the cop had already been hit in the face. And he goes, your gun fell out on camera on my dad or my chest cam. And then a fireman came and put me in like a hazmat suit while I had handcuffs on. Really weird.
Yeah. Okay. No need to dive into what that means or anything, but.
I don't get it.
Anyway, back to keeping it simple.
Yep. I like it.
Do not make this business overcomplicated.
It's right? Not.
All you got to do is get your mail out. And then if you don't have any money, keep it simple on what to do to get it back and how to manage your prospects and then getting it back out to make more money on the other end.
Yep. You want to buy low, sell high. And then when you get there, you can add on those pieces of technology as you need.
Right.
Ooh, I like it.
Okay. That's it then.
Yeah. It's Monday.
All right. Then we'll call it right there. Everybody go do us a favor. Go to Facebook, go to Instagram, give us a like, give us a follow. And then the most important part, go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, go to wherever else you're listening to us, like, rate, review, and subscribe to the show. We really appreciate it. We hope you have great money, and we'll see you on Wednesday.